Hare Krishna. I'm just headed out on Padyatra. Actually, I'll be going to Padyatra from PH, where I am right now, and then I'll be on Padyatra for the best part of a week until we end up in New Brijadam. It's our open, what we call it, open days, in which public really flood into New Brijadam. That'll be on the following weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So I'll be going back with the Padyatra until then. And while on Padyatra, my ability to send podcasts will really depend on how good the reception is through my telephone, or whether I can knock on someone's door who's got a broadband connection, is kind enough to let me use it for a few minutes. But I'll do my best to keep it up. Sometimes it's not so easy. Thank you to Bhagudashwaya Prabhu, who just gave me a phone call. Unfortunately, wasn't here to answer it, and I can't phone him back because I think right now it's like midnight-ish in Australia. But he was responding to listening to the podcasts, I believe, on the 40th anniversary of ISKCON's incorporation. And he's a wonderful person, a real ISKCON man. We served together for a long time in England. He was the temple president of Soho Street. And he's been in Australia with his good wife, Sarvamangala, who's also been a long, long time servant of Radha Landanishwara. They've been there for a long time. It's sort of strange, or maybe I should say wonderful, how devotees are sort of brought together and swept apart. When Nanda Maharaj goes to Mathura to pay his tax to Kamsa and meets Vasudev, then Vasudev tells him that we're like seaweed in the ocean, and the currents of the ocean sometimes bring us together and sometimes separate us. In the same way, devotees who have served together, I remember Bhagavad-Shvaya Prabhu, Keshav Bharati Maharaj, who's now in India, sometimes I see him, and so many others. We come together, serve for some while, and then we serve separate. There were so many devotees with whom I was in the UK for 25 years, and now some another's fate has brought me here to Hungary. And I rarely see them, either when I visit there or when they come here for some festivals, and even there it's for a little while. Meeting and separation, these are the two aspects of Krishna consciousness that relate to and are part of the relationship between devotees and Krishna, and part of the relationship amongst devotees as well. And it just increases our ability to love each other and serve Krishna together in affection. So if you're listening, Bhagavat Haribol, and all my love, I've been, as I regularly do, watching BBC, or at least watching BBC news on my computer, not the video stuff, but just what comes up on the page. And I'm really amazed how horrible the material world is, and yet in all of this horror that's going on, people are still madly, insanely, Prahlad Maharaj says, Nunam Pramata Kuruti Karma, insanely trying to somehow or another gratify their senses. I mean, right now, I'm looking at BBC website, Fighting Inside Lebanese Border, You may know that Israel has invaded Lebanon, its northerly next-door neighbor, and is trying to dismantle the Hezbollah political party, which is an anti-Israeli militant political party. And in the meantime, hundreds and hundreds of civilians are being killed. That's going on. Underneath that it says Indonesian bird flu deaths hit 42. And this whole bird flu thing mutating out of hand and becoming a plague, or the type of flu that killed off 30 million people after the First World War, and seems to be predicted that can do a similar type of thing at the present time, is looming over everyone's head. Then there's Iraq, who are dead set on going forward with their research on nuclear development. They say for peaceful purposes. The rest of the world is convinced that it's for wartime purposes, aggressive purposes. North Korea is lobbing missiles across Japan in the direction of the United States, and they also have some kind of nuclear capability, and these missiles are extending in their range, being able to perhaps even hit Alaska or the west coast of America, California. In Afghanistan, the Taliban is fighting against the Americans and the Canadians and British and everyone else who's there, and war is waging. In the meantime, of course, in Iraq, I think earlier I said it was Iraq with a nuclear, but that was meant to be Iran. And meanwhile in Iraq, every day, bombings, suicide bombings, dozens, 50, 100 people dying, being killed. It's really Prakriti Kriyamanani, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, that living entities are being forced. They're being forced to engage in horrible activities as a result of their past sinful activities. And these sinful activities will then oblige them to perform more. And yet, everyone thinks we're living in a free world, we're fighting for democracy, and we will be able to do as we like. But no one can do as they like. Everyone is forced by the modes of material nature. Ahankara vimudata kartaha miti manyate, but we're all convinced, yes, we are the doer. And then in the center, there is an article, U.S. worst for online child abuse. In other words, more than half of all the images of child abuse come from the United States of America. So, I mean, these are the type of things that we have to read about. There's nothing, no good news here. The only thing of semi-interest is that Houdini the python swallowed an electric blanket, electric cord, and transformer as well. Of course, he was sent to the vet, and a major surgery took place to get it out. And in some parts of the world, people are starving to death. 6 million children starve to death every year. They don't have enough to eat. In another place, people are keeping 10-foot pythons as pets and feeding them rabbits and performing major surgery on them. This is the imbalance of values that's going on in a world where people don't really know anymore what's right and what's wrong. And Srila Prabhupada, who is not only a extraordinary philosopher and theologian, a pure Vaishnava, but was really empowered to put all of that philosophy into practical application to solve the problems of the world. This is actually what ISKCON should be doing. This is the role of the leaders of the Krishna Consciousness Movement, that we're giving the answers to the problems of life and showing the alternative by the way that we live. And of course, that all starts that we as individuals are setting the example in our lives. Narada Muni says, that Krishna consciousness should make a revolution. At least a revolution in society must start with a revolution in our homes. That we live as perfect examples of perfect Vaishnavas. That if people want to know how different would you live than what's visible here on the BBC, then at least we can point to ourselves, or better yet, others can point to us and say, well, just see such and such, just see how these householder couples are living. They do respectable work, they bring up their families in a God-fearing way, they worship the Lord without any motivation, they're happy by what they achieve as a result of their work. They give away 50% of what they have, or utilize 50% of what they have for the service of Lord Krishna, and they're free from bad qualities as lust, anger, and greed, things that oblige and compel modern day people to acts of passion, acts of violence, acts of wrath. So at least let us be perfect examples of Krishna consciousness, and in that way, as individuals world over, we can at least help contribute to bringing a certain level of sanity to this really insane world. To finish off with the voice of sanity from Raghunath Das Goswami, here are some instructions, manashiksha, instructions to the mind, which we should apply in order to help us become the ideal persons, ideal ladies and gentlemen that Srila Prabhupada wanted us to, and help realize our own original Krishna consciousness. Raghunath Das Goswami says, Guru Goshte Goshtalai Su Sujanbu Saragane Samantri Shimnami Vajanava Yuvadandva Sarane Saradambam Hitva Kruratima Purva Matitaram Ayeswantan Taras Chatubira Biyache Dittapada. These are 12 prayers. I'll just read the translations. O mind, I grasp your feet and beg you with sweet words, please throw away all your pride and develop intense, extraordinary love for my spiritual master, Brajabhumi, the people of Braj, the Vaishnavas, the Brahmins, the Gayatri Mantra, the holy name, and the transcendental shelter of this youthful couple of Braj. 2. Mind, don't do the pious and impious deeds described in the Vedas. Intently serve Sri Sri Radha Krishna in Braj. Always remember that Lord Chaitanya is the son of Maharaj Nanda, and my guru is most dear to Lord Mukunda. 3. Mind, listen to me. If you desire to reside in Braj birth after birth, and if you desire to directly serve the youthful divine couple, then with great love, always remember and bow down before Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami, Srila Rupa Goswami, his elder brother Srila Sanatana Goswami, and all their associates and followers. 4. Give up the prostitutes of friendship and non-devotees, prostitutes who will steal the treasure of your heart. Don't listen to the words of the tigress of impersonal liberation, which devour everyone. Give up attraction for Lord Narayan, which leads to the world of Vaikuntha. O mind, in Braj, worship Sri Sri Radha Krishna, two philanthropists who give away the jewel of pure love. 5. The highwayman Lust and his friends have bound me at the neck with the painful ropes of wicked deeds. O mind, please scream, O Krishna, O killer of Baka, I will be killed by highwaymen. Do that, and he will save me. 6. Mind, why do you burn both you and me by bathing in the trickling urine of the ass of deviousness and hypocrisy? You should delight both you and me by eternally bathing in the glistering nectarine ocean of pure love for Shishi Gandharva Giridhari. Why should pure love touch me? As long as the impudent, untouchable woman of the desire for fame dances in my heart. O mind, always serve the leader of they who are dear to the Lord. He will at once kick the untouchable out and allow the pure love to enter in. 8. So he will mercifully break the wickedness of rascal me, so he will give me the splendid nectar of transcendental love, and so he will engage me in Sri Radha's service. Please, O mind, with words choked with emotion, worship Lord Giridhari here in Braj. 9. Mind, meditate on the moon of Braj Forest as the lord of my queen, the queen of Braj Forest as his mistress, Lalita as their peerless friend, Vishakha is the guru who teaches them many things, and Radhakund and Govardhan Hill is two places, the mere sight of which gives charming transcendental love. Mind, worship Lord Hari's beloved Radha, who with the splendor of her beauty makes Srati, Gauri, and Leela burn with envy, who with the power of her good fortune defeats Shachi, Lakshmi, and Satyabham, and who with her ability to control Krishna completely eclipses Chandravali and other pious young girls in Braj. 11. Mind, in order to attain the direct service of the lovers Sri Sri Radha Giridhari, who are surrounded by their friends, every day you must drink with Sri Rupa Goswami the five nectars of worshipping them, chanting their names, meditating on them, hearing about them, and bowing down before them, and every day you must worship Govardhan Hill. 12. A person who stays with the devotees, follows Srila Rupa Goswami, and with a sweet voice sings aloud these 11 excellent instructions to the mind, which grant all spiritual benedictions, will attain the matchless jewel of direct service to Sri Sri Radha Krishna in the forest of Gokula. Hare Krishna.